Hey guys, in this episode I'm speaking to Logan from Topia. Topia is an application you can use to track your Fi journey, and together with Logan, gonna go into what the app does. It's still in development, but how you can utilize it to pretty much make your Fi journey faster and better. And to finish it off, me and Logan have a chat on his own Fi journey, how he still keeps it working while focusing full-time on Topia, which I find really intriguing. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Welcome to the Financial Independence Europe podcast,
where we interview people from all 44 European countries, all of them, about optimizing your life, geo-arbitrage, and making the most of your money.
This with your hosts, Alvar, Erminta, and Matthias. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another podcast episode of the Financial Independence Europe podcast. Today, I've got Logan with me. Hey, Logan, how are you?
Hi, very, very well, thanks. Very, very well. How are you?
Doing great to myself. Bit tired, late day after working, but you know, we're the Fi crowd. We work after hours and get stuff going. So, Logan, can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself and, you know, who you are, how you came in touch with Fi?
Of course. So, my name's Logan, which you've already clarified. I'm based in the UK, originally Scottish, actually. So, lots of good things about the city you're in. My journey with Fi, I basically discovered Fi when I was working a finance-related job, which was pretty long hours, pretty poor work-life balance. And I got to this place where I started, you know, contemplating, is this going to be me for the rest of my life? You know, working these crazy hours, not hugely happy with my quality of life. And it just led me to do what I think a lot of people do, which is get on the old Google and type in a couple of search terms around, I can't remember what I typed in, but it's probably something around, you know, how do I escape my job or something along those lines. And I came across the man himself, Mr. Money Mustache. And I think I probably read three of his articles and was pretty hooked. And then started hearing about other people achieving Fi and just became, again, like everyone else, pretty infatuated with it and pretty obsessed. And it was probably just tunnel vision from then onwards that I was on a mission towards Fi. However, what basically happened is I think I was pursuing Fi for about a year, maybe a year and a half. And I had my spreadsheets like everyone else does. And I was inputting my monthly or bi-monthly financial data into the spreadsheet to update my kind of tracking. And my spreadsheet kept giving me an error. It kept reffing out. I was getting very, very frustrated. I was getting upset. It was a cold winter's night. And I just thought, you know, why on earth isn't there an app which is helping me achieve Fi when there's an app for everything else in my life? So most recently, I've started building an app called Topia, which is built for the Fi community. We're trying to automate and streamline the process of achieving Fi. So quite literally now, everything in my life is Fi orientated.
Nice one. And actually, literally before this interview, I did my own lovely spreadsheets. Do have some apps out there I use, but it's still the good old spreadsheet who does everything. So I'm really curious now what this episode will bring. And if you can convert me over to the app and drop the spreadsheets and jump over to Topia completely in the end, which also just for the audience quickly will be the main part of this episode. We're going to pretty much chat about Topia, how it works, what it does, and what it can mean for your Fi journey, and hopefully also how it can enhance it. So maybe just to start quickly with that, can you give kind of like, now, for who is Topia? Like, who should be interested?
Well, primarily anyone pursuing Fi, really, because what Topia is doing is it's just completely increasing the efficiency of tracking and monitoring your process to Fi. And like I said, I think if you actually think about it, this idea of putting your data into these spreadsheets, tracking them, I mean, it is quite inefficient and quite complex. So what Topia does is just automates that process. For instance, we use open banking, so your data is automatically updated. We track your net worth in real time. You can see exactly how long it's going to take you to get to Fi. We've got lots of cool different illustrations to show your progress and like I said, when you're going to reach that Fi date. And then, I mean, we've also got this other really cool side of the app, which allows people to play around with their numbers and create different scenarios, which again, people do in spreadsheets, but I think that's a really complex area of spreadsheets when people try and work out, you know, what happens if I buy a house? What happens if I increase my salary by this much? What happens if I move here or decrease my expenditure. So Topia's just got this really nice user-friendly feature called Tinker, where you can very easily increase your income, decrease your expenditure, have a look, how's that affecting my timeline? You can create life events, which is what we call them, where you can add in buy a house, you can add in have a child, and just very simply inputting a couple of things into Topia will run all the calculations on the back end. And like I said earlier, just really streamline the process. So it's just having everything on your phone in a very user-friendly manner. So to loop back around to the question, who's it aimed at? Like I said, anyone pursuing FI, I think people who might be deterred from Topia are people who want 100% accuracy and love just having everything on their spreadsheet and being able to manipulate every little bit of data. Then maybe Topia isn't for you, because although we streamline the process, we take away a little bit of customization out of the app. However, we do cover a lot. I also think Topia is great for people who are not that savvy on Excel. Like I myself was pretty comfortable on Excel, so it's fine. I'm sure you are too. So anyone who's not that comfortable with Excel, and maybe anyone who's not that numerical or isn't that confident with numbers, Topia is just great at kind of taking that burden off their chest and doing a lot of the kind of the hard work per se. And the user can just come on very quickly through open banking, get their data integrated and have a play around and just become accustomed to their FI roadmap, really.
Massive. So Logan, also, I saw the app on the website. It only showed pounds. Will it be for mainland Europeans too?
It will be. For initially, just purely due to budget reasons, we're only launching in the UK. But we're looking to push it to Europe very, very quickly. So don't hold me to this, but hopefully in the next six months, we'll get it into the rest of Europe for sure.
Okay, and obviously with open banking, you'll have access to all the markets and just being able to jump on. And just help me also understand how the data gets into your app. Will you just have like, will you use the APIs of the banks themselves, link them up, and that's how you get the data into Topia itself?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. So there are open banking APIs, which, automate that process for us and give us the API, so you can connect multiple different banks at once. It is worth saying there is a caveat of open banking, which is that at the moment you can connect up any bank within the country. However, investment accounts and pension accounts and any liability accounts are a little bit more tricky because not all of them integrate with open banking APIs. However, we've got around that issue in Topia by allowing people to manually enter any kind of asset, savings, investment, or any debt and liability. And then once you enter the value of it, you enter the annual return, and you enter the monthly top up. Once that's entered once, we'll just automate that and integrate it and calculate it every month.
Okay, great. So then, you've got your data in that way. And is it also, am I actually entering a budget into Topia myself? Like, this is my rent, these are my bills. Or is it just taking data out of app and it's basing my expenses on that data?
Yeah, good question. So again, through open banking, because you can connect to bank accounts, no problem, we get all of your expenditure data. So of course, we can see what your annual expenditure is. And again, we show that to you in Topia in the form of your savings rate. So we've got, again, lots of cool little graph illustrations showing users how well they're doing with their savings rate. We also benchmark that against the rest of the people on Topia. So you can see how you're comparing to the average person, which is your age and also in your income bracket. So we get that data coming through in terms of your expenditure and your savings rate. However, we don't actually provide any budgeting features. So we wouldn't be able to, tell you how much money you're spending on your Starbucks coffees every day and stuff like that, which other personal finance apps do.
I gotcha. But if the goal is, okay, let's track FI and let's speed it up or make it as efficient as possible. Absolutely. So, let's say I'm joining in, I've got, I'll draw my accounts up, my checking account and my savings accounts and everything, make sure the pension accounts are linked up, the data gets fired in. How's it looking like for me? Will I just every month jump on and just check how I'm standing? Will I get like notifications with like, hey, you're so and so far?
Yeah, exactly. So you'll get notifications when you reach your big milestones, which you can preset in the app. So, some examples of milestones is hitting that emergency fund. Other people want to know when they're 25% of the way to FI or 50% of the way to FI. So you'll get little notifications about that. We also notify you when you increase or decrease your savings rate every month. So if next month you increase your savings rate by 3%, you'd get a notification saying, congratulations, you've increased your savings rate by 3%. Otherwise, it's very much down to, you know, the user in terms of how much else they come onto Topia. If you want to play around with the numbers, like I said, and some people like doing that once a month, every couple of months, then completely up to them. But I think it's great for the savings rate, and it's also great as you get closer and closer to one of your milestones or even FI, because you know you want to be checking it and thinking, okay, oh, I'm 2 days away from getting to my emergency fund and so on. So I think it depends where you are in your journey in terms of how often you're coming back onto Topia.
Really like those ones. And but I'm also curious about, like, what would you consider kind of like the best features of Topia for, like, now, what will it make me more efficient, faster? Does it give me like a better insight in, you know, how my journey is looking like? Because one thing I also kind of find frustrating often with apps myself, and it's all good and nice to see my data, but I cannot really use it, or it just looks visually nice, but that's kind of it. It's like up to me in the end and to do things with it. Like, what would you consider like the best features of Topia, like compared to other? I mean, I guess there's not a single FI app really out there yet compared to the traditional personal finance apps.
Yeah, it's a good question. I think, you know, first of all, just, you know, like you said, compared to the traditional finance apps, none of them are built for the FI community, which is why the FI community uses Excel spreadsheets. So on that basis, Topia adds a lot. But I think, you know, my favorite feature has to be the Tinker feature, which allows you to play around with your numbers. And like I said earlier, it's something which is pretty hard to integrate into an Excel spreadsheet. And it just really gets you thinking, and it really allows you to better anticipate and plan for these big life expenditures. And some people think buying a house which is, you know, £10,000 more expensive doesn't make much of a difference. But when you put that into the Tinker section and you see how much of an impact that extra 10 grand on your house deposit has on your FI journey, it just makes you think twice, which is great for just, you know, like I said, monitoring your expenditure. And also other life events as well. It just allows you to better anticipate and plan for them and see how it affects your FI journey. And it also makes you think about your expenditure and your savings rate, because when you're increasing and decreasing your income and expenditure, you can really see how quickly that shoots up or down your FI number. So it's just really, I find it really thought-provoking and very quick and easy.
Because obviously I was looking around on the website, and you have got a few pictures on there actually showing the graphs. Graphs look amazing, by the way. But can I kind of, you know, obviously we cannot show to the audience right now, but can I imagine kind of, you know, I've got a graph in front of me and I've got whatever my number is in the end, and then slowly I'm whittling on to the end and like my life events, and will kind of like be points in between?
Yeah, so exactly that. First things first, you'll come on to Topia, and very quickly through kind of open banking, you'll be able to see what your FI number is and where you currently are. But the great thing about Topia, which I think is really important to mention, is we make it completely customizable. So for instance, if you wanted to, you could change the withdrawal rate from 4% to 3.75, 3.85, and that would obviously affect your graph and your FI date. You can also change what you think your expenditure is going to be when you retire, which again is really important, because some people think they're going to spend less or spend more when they retire. So you can manually change that in the settings tab. And again, of course, that will affect your FI number and affect that graph. And then, like you said, what you've got is you've got where you currently are. You've got your FI date and your FI point on the other end of the graph. And then it's just tracking your progress. And we've got the mini milestones in between. And then when you add in those different life events, they'll affect that graph and either increase it in length or kind of squish it down.
As I do really like the option just to be able to tinker with the actual numbers, the withdrawal rate, because I think many people have their own kind of views on, you know, what's considered safe and how much they spend. And will, obviously, you know, you track my expenditure, will it also give me like a total amount I've spent XYZ per year?
Yeah, definitely. It'll tell you how much you've spent on a month-to-month basis, on a quarterly basis, and also on an annual basis.
Nice, because I'm definitely guilty of just getting a loss sometimes in all the bank accounts I've got. Even if I, you know, obviously I can add them all up together, but it's easy to get to lose track of that. Cool. So, you know, then I've obviously got, you know, what am I spending? How long does it take to get to FI? I really like the social bits you mentioned, being able to compare yourself against others, because I've never seen that before, if I'm honest. So that I think that's going to be really, I mean, in the end, you know, we're all social creatures. It's nice to see, okay, am I doing better, or, you know, how fast am I going?
Yeah, I think I don't want to, or basically we've got a lot of cool features we're looking to integrate in the future. At the moment, we're building almost kind of the most basic form of Topia, but one of the features we're really keen to build next is that community element. And one of the great things about Fine, and possibly the greatest thing, is how strong the community is. And the minute you go onto any of the online communities, very welcoming, everyone's more than happy to share information. So we want to build on that in Topia, and we want to help distill knowledge and information about Fi from the very experts who are almost close to reaching Fi, and we want to distill that down through a community element on Topia. So, you know, like I said, with these life events, if someone's, you know, thinking about having a kid or a child, and they create that life event, we want to almost match them up with people in Fi further along in their journey who have already had a child, and then they can feed back, you know, this is how much it cost this month, but this was a great way we saved money here, or this was a great way we saved money there. Exactly the same with, you know, side hustles, a little kind of community about side hustles where people are helping each other out all within Topia. So the community is something we're really trying to ingrain into the app. And I think while I'm on the future of Topia, another feature, which I wish I could talk about now, as in talk about it being developed, but it's not yet, again, just due to lack of resources. But in the future, we want to ingrain that budgeting side into Topia. So for example, you know, in your monthly spending of September, it might say, ah, Logan, you spent £60 on Starbucks, which I'd never do, but for argument's sake, you spent £60 on Starbucks, Logan. If you spent 50% less on Starbucks, it would get you to FI, you know, 2 months quicker. And if you spent 80% less on your Starbucks, it would get you to FI 3.5 months quicker. And it's that sort of spending analysis contextualized around FI and shortening your FI date, which I think could be really, really great and really powerful.
Absolutely agree. And just, I mean, it's all hard for us to imagine, you know, a £2 expenditure a week, how that compounds over 2 decades and what it actually means in the end. You know, it's, if you throw it in a calculator, we're all like stunned about, okay, is it actually that much?
It's crazy. It always blows my mind. I regularly look at little examples like that, and it always gets me. I always think, how on earth has this small number jumped up to this big number? But I guess that's the magic of compounding.
And it's the little bits, like thinking about, okay, if I actually spend 100 quid, actually, you know, I have to earn now 130 to 150 before tax to actually get that. Those bits of, you know, it's just hard to envision things. One thing I also wanted to ask, which was actually a great suggestion from my co-host Armin, who can unfortunately not be here today. So she mentioned also, in terms of like scenarios built into the app, is that anything you've got working or might come in the future? Like, for example, LeanFi, GhostFi, BaristaFi, kind of those basic scenarios?
Yeah, a really interesting point. Again, we try to build them in as much as possible here. So for example, for BaristaFi, what you can do is you can enter in a recurring monthly income after you reach FI. So if you're a BaristaFi, you would add in, you know, 2 days worth of work as a recurring income after Fi. And again, that would be calculated into your Fi roadmap. And, you know, stuff like FatFi, like I touched on earlier, you can input how much, what your expenditure will be once you've reached Fi. So if you're looking at a fat fine and you think you're going to be spending, hate to think what, but, you know, 100K plus, then obviously you can put that in and Topia will update. So I think, to be honest, you can. I think one of the core things we built in from the very beginning is just adding as much customization in as possible, which means people can completely adapt and tailor Topia to their specific journey, which is what it's all about, really.
Cool. And obviously, up to so far, we've only kind of spoken about the accumulation phase, keeping expenses, you know, on check. What, you know, I've reached Fi, I want to keep using Topia. Are there ways to like also manage the withdrawal phase of Fi and like, you know, get insight in that?
Ah, interesting comment. And not at this stage, but something we could definitely integrate in the future for sure. But for now, no, is the short answer.
Now, I can. It already gets complex enough.
Yeah, we're already crunching our brains to maximum capacity to get FI into a very user friendly, simple to use app. So maybe the post FI retirement or withdrawal can be in version 2.
Cool. And I'll also take a fair question to ask. What will be the revenue model behind App, and will there be any price tag for anybody who's interested?
Yeah, it's another really good question. So it's something myself and the team are still brainstorming a lot. And I think all we want is Topia to be around in the long term. And obviously for that to happen, we need a revenue stream. And fundamentally, something we're trying our hardest to avoid is just charging the users. Because I think, you know, the reason I created Topia fundamentally was to help people achieve FI and just make it more efficient. So the idea of, you know, charging people a monthly subscription fundamentally goes against that. So one aspect which is looking very, very likely is a freemium model. So the core of Topia will be free. And for those who want these kind of extra features, then there could be a monthly charge. Right now, that's looking very possible as our kind of main monetization avenue.
And I also take a fair question to ask, what happens to the user's data? Because I know, for example, Money Dashboard, they run like all kinds of analysis on the data and sell that as a service to companies. And that's how they earn a big chunk of their money. What will happen to the data I'm entering?
It's something we haven't thought out fully yet. I think what I'd like to do is do a survey amongst the kind of community of people on Topia. Because obviously to begin with, Topia will be free and we'll look to implement revenue generating strategies later on. And I, you know, for me, it's just a case of simply listening to what Topia user base want and say. And I think, you know, lots of people have issues around their data being harnessed and resold. And I think that's completely fair enough. And I think if it came out that the majority of the Topia user base had a problem with that, then of course it wouldn't happen. But as far as right now, we haven't really thought that far. But I think the core message is we'll of course do what's best for Topia's user base.
Perfectly. And I also think that's totally fair. You're in the early stages. It will just kind of, you know, flow out naturally to whatever it should be. And for anybody who wants to obviously join up, I see there's a join list on the website. Is that the best way for people to join in?
Yeah, definitely. So the website, I think, will be in the show notes. If not, it's just topia.life, as in LIFE. But yeah, there's a waiting list on at the moment. And the way we're operating is, we're not officially launching until 2021. However, we are letting 250 people on in 2020. So in the next couple of months, in a kind of closed launch, just to give, you know, early access, start getting feedback, of course. So yeah, jump on the waiting list if you want to be a part of that. If not, you know, we will fully launch in 2021 as well.
Nice one. And does it mean like first quarter 21 or just not exact sure yet?
First quarter for sure.
Cool. I will absolutely look forward to that, and hopefully I can have a peek before. Logan, I think that makes for just a great general introduction to Topia. But I also want to have a chat about your own FI journey and kind of, you know, where that one is going. Because like beyond Topia, have you got a normal job still running, a company?
No, so my FI journey is an interesting one because I obviously did have one and then decided to start a business, which puts a big old spanner in a FI journey, because there's lots of outgoings and absolutely no ingoings when it comes to my personal finance. So Topia is my full-time job. So I previously to Topia, I did have a normal job and I was very much pursuing FI in a normal manner. And I think, you know, my outlook at the moment is my FI journey is on pause because I don't have an income, and like I said, I've got outgoings. So I think, you know, I'm happy to do that because I of course believe in Topia and I'm incredibly passionate about building this. And, you know, I think if it does grow into what I want Topia to grow into, then, you know, financially I'll get a salary in the long run. So, I mean, I don't know whether I should speak about what my FI journey was like pre-Topia, because post-Topia it's non-existent.
And maybe also more, because I think it's an interesting one. You know, you're starting a business, you've had your investments from obviously before. How have you structured things to, you know, stay alive and have money to put food on the table?
Yeah. So in terms of my investments, so I kept, I think, half of my investments ticking over. Well, not ticking over. I just stopped contributing to them and kept them there. I obviously had to withdraw a fair amount of money and put it into Topia, which was something, you know, I thought a lot about and was happy to do. So I've got no issues there. How am I putting food on the table? Well, like a very good FI advocate, I do have a side hustle or two up my sleeve. And so I've been doing that on the side, which is just about being paying my way through kind of day-to-day life.
Nice one, because I think many of us, we all come across this moment in life where we got a project, we want to go for it, spend full time on it, but now still either have a family or got to pay bills. There's no way around that. Well, can I ask what your side hustles are?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I was going to say, I'll hint at it and see if you can guess, because I like doing it and it's fun. So it's I play an instrument. So I tutor that instrument online, and then I also play that instrument at events. But I'll give you bonus goodie if you can guess the instrument. But I'll give you one clue. It originates from the country you're in.
Oh, good one. Ooh. And you're also asking the least musical person in the world. A violin?
No, it was a bagpipe, a Scottish bagpipe. So I'm actually a bagpiper on the side and play at various events and also tutor a couple of great students online.
Oh, really love that. Now, that's the one unique thing about Edinburgh. Like when I walk around here, actually, a couple of evenings a week, I will actually hear bagpipes around here as somebody playing plus saxophone. Cool. Love that one. So you keep that running, and you mentioned another side hustle too?
No, it was actually just the bagpiping keeps me going. It was just the one.
Sweet. If you get it working and you can actually still, keep the OPI running, focus on that, actually not spend your entire portfolio, keep that going. And can I also kind of as a next one on that one ask, like, your investments, have you made them more conservative in any way? Now you're doing this, or have you just stayed invested in ETFs, Vanguard, and left it at that?
Yeah, that's a good question. So in terms of generally with my investments, I guess just to go into it in a bit more detail, what I did is I pulled out any liquid investments I had, and then any illiquid. And when I say illiquid, I mean anything tied up in kind of ISAs or actually mainly LISAs for myself, which actually you get penalized withdrawing, I kept in. So I'm trying my hardest to keep maxing out my LISA, which government adds kind of 25%. Have I changed my strategy? No, I haven't. I've just kept at it. I think, I'm still, regardless of Topia, a long way off of FI, and I'm still young. So I'm still quite happy with my high risk strategy. So I do very much stick to my index funds. However, I do occasionally dabble in the odd single stock, because I don't call myself as a psychic, but I like just thinking about where the world is going in terms of kind of technology and trends. And then just doing, I just enjoy it. I've always been quite into it, and doing a bit of research around it, and then picking a company around that. So for instance, a couple of years ago I thought electric cars were going to be great, and did a bit of research around that. Now I'm very much looking into kind of AI firms and stuff like that. But I mean, predominantly index funds. And then I do dabble in the single stocks. However, I know a lot of FI people may tell me off for that, because I am technically trying to beat the market there.
Maybe, but we all like playing around up to some extent. And even if it fails, hopefully you have fun and learn something good out of it, and preferably make a bit of profit. So anyway, Logan, I think this was really an amazing one. This is generally, Beyond Money Dashboard, the first app we're interviewing like this. And always really enjoying them. I find it intriguing how you set those things up, and also the personal sacrifice you make to get this growing. Because if you wanted to make money, there would have been far better ways of getting a high paid job in London to actually get it done. But instead you do this.
Yeah, I think, it was what I was passionate about, really interested in. And, although I do work very hard on it, I'm much happier doing it, and it's much more rewarding. So, I'm very happy with it. And, just really excited to get Topia launched and get it in the hands of people in the FI community. And then, of course, get it to Europe as soon as possible as well for all the European FIers.
Cool. I think they will definitely appreciate that. So, Logan, just our last questions always of the episode. We got our final questions. I think a very obvious one, but where to find you? If anybody wants to get in touch with yourself and have a chat, and Topia, where can they find you?
Yeah, definitely. Always respond to emails. So the best bet would be to send me an email. And to do that, either my email address is logan@topia.com. topia.life or again on our website, which hopefully will be in the show notes, or if not, topia.life again. And on there, my email is there. But yeah, I mean, more than happy for people to get in touch. If anyone wants kind of a demo of the app, get in touch and we can jump on a call and I can take it through. I can take you through the app and get your thoughts on it.
Sweet. And one thing I'm also curious about, because I think you've probably done a ton of research on the app itself. And what I would like to know, like one resource from yourself that's not Topia, you would recommend others to use that's just very unknown in the FI community yet. Can be a book, can be a podcast, any great blog article you've come across.
I mean, I think for me, I actually do. I probably actually found out the most through the more kind of online communities and the discussions which happen there. So, I mean, that's what I would say. And I mean, I remember what I used to do is I almost found this kind of group of other people pursuing FI who we'd regularly, after getting to know each other through kind of the Reddit forums and so on, just start to kind of ping each other messages, bouncing ideas off each other. And for me, that was fantastic for my FI learning, because for instance, you know, I was in touch with one guy who became a friend who was very into Excel spreadsheets. If I ever had a question about that, I'd go straight to him. There was another person I met through one of the communities who was great at, well, better at the kind of more knowledge in the investing side of things. So for me, I mean, that would probably be my kind of general advice. It's finding the people within those great communities.
And definitely second, that's what making the FI community awesome, the people around it. Because, you know, money is just money, but being able to share the journey with others and learn and become better investors and people, absolutely. And then the last question of all, though, then, so if you would have to recommend anybody, like, what would be like the number one actionable tip you would consider the best to get started on the path to FI, or to like up the pace you can get to FI?
So I think for anyone contemplating getting into FI, I think my advice is just try, just do it. I think I've spoken to a lot of people who and are about it. They say, you know, I don't think my salary is where it should be. I don't think I can give up my, you know, current lifestyle. And the funny thing about FI is, you know, the minute you start, you realize that you don't actually end up sacrificing that much in terms of kind of lifestyle sacrifices, because as you well know, it's more about just focusing on what brings you value. And then in terms of, you know, the people who maybe and are about the salary, I always say, just try, because if you don't try, you're absolutely never going to reach FI. And what I've seen so many times is people think they'll never get to FI. They start the journey and they quickly realize, just through picking up all these kind of hackings and just picking up, just absorbing what goes on in the FI communities, they very quickly realize that they're a lot closer to FI than they think, and they cut their expenditure much more than they think, and they have a side hustle, and before they know it, they're well on their way to FI. So my advice there would just be try it and see how it is. And, you know, the chances are you'll realize very quickly that, you know, FI could be for you. People already pursuing FI, what would my advice be? I think it's really good to always regularly reflect on what is bringing me value. And I think a lot of people do it kind of once at the beginning of the journey and then just put it on the back bench. And something I try to do is, you know, monthly just think, okay, what this month really added value to my life and what didn't. And I even went through the process of rating things. And it just helped me kind of really refine my expenditure and kind of cut out that wasteful expenditure, which really was probably bringing down my savings rate at the end of the day.
Logan, really love the last one. Applies a lot to myself, so thank you for that one. And I think I will know for sure the audience will enjoy it too. So anyway, Logan, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
No problem. Thanks so much for having me. Really enjoyed it.
Hey Matthias, do you think there are not enough financial independence Facebook groups yet?
Yes, there's definitely a shortage in financial independence Facebook groups. That's why we want to create another one. And the real reason is that we want to get some feedback on our episodes, to have a conversation with our listeners, to follow on the topics. And you might also have some questions around our content.
Gotcha. And also, we've been talking with more of you guys at meetups, on Reddit, in Facebook groups, the FI Europe retreat, obviously, we organized. And this is, in the end, the main reason why we started the whole podcast project, to talk to guys like you, learn more from you, case studies, answer questions, and like hopefully all grow and learn from that together in the end and become stronger, smarter, and hopefully also richer people. So, you know, Matthias, say I'm interested in this. Where do I find this Facebook group?
Yeah, just go to your Facebook app and type in FI Europe Podcast, or just click in our show notes. There's a link for the Facebook group, or go to our website. There's also a link. So yeah, just type in FI Europe Podcast. See you in the group.
It's great dreaming of all the things you'll be doing once you reach FI, but it feels even better helping others reach their dreams. That's where Kiva comes in. Kiva.org provides an online platform that allows people like us to crowdfund microloans of $25 from the comfort of our laptops. Kiva is a nonprofit that helps poor people living in mostly third world countries who don't earn much. Banks would not lend to them, which means they struggle to start and grow their own businesses. My name is Lance, and I've been on Kiva since 2008. And last year, I created a team on Kiva called Bring Hope to the World, and we're already in the top 2% of all Kiva teams. It would be amazing if you could join our team on Kiva and help us get to the top 1%. Thank you.
Also, more information on how to sign up for Kiva you can find in the show notes.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode.
We hope you learned something new and enjoyed the show.
You can support us by doing this.
Subscribing through your favorite podcast program and leaving us a review.
Following us on Instagram and Twitter at Financial Independence Europe.
Sending us an email with questions and feedback. We would love to hear from you.
All the mentioned articles, books, and cool resources can be found in the show notes at financial-independence.eu.
Thank you for listening, and see you next time.